بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن صلة الله غالية ألا إن صلة الله الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My most respected elders and my dear brothers, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness, out of His mercy, allowed us to come here for the weekly Ijtima Shab Guzari program and to increase our fikr, to bring new people from our areas, and to see that how they also may understand the importance of deen and the effort for Allah's deen to bring more people also, to increase the fikr also, and to see how week to week more and more jamaats may come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The essence of it is that this work of Dawat ila Allah has to be done with a lot of fikr and concern. Worry and concern that Allah Ta'ala accepts us to strive for His deen far and wide. And Allah Ta'ala accepts us to be steadfast on deen and in the effort of Allah's deen. Because this deen is a great responsibility on us. This is a trust given to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented this trust of deen ala samawati wal ard wal jibal, on the heavens and on the earth and on the mountains. Fa ashfaqna minha fa hamalaha li insan. The mountains, the heavens, the earth could not take on this responsibility. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose insan and made him the best of his creation. And we find that insan took on this responsibility of learning the deen of Allah, practicing and passing it on to others. So alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, my dear brothers. We should always be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala kept us in the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of ummats, chosen for the guidance of mankind. Allah has selected us, chosen us for the guidance of mankind. This is a very, very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this process of calling towards Allah, talking about Allah, our iman is becoming stronger and stronger. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that in this period of December, in Natal alone, there were 50-60 jamaats that are moving around in the province of Natal. And in the other provinces also, Transvaal, maybe more than 100 jamaats. This is a great favor from the side of Allah. MashaAllah, there are many jamaats here, many youngsters are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make shukr every day, 2 rakat salat, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, it is your favor that you took us out in your path to learn deen and at the same time to convey it to others. Allah Rabbul Izzat wants us to talk about the greatness of Allah more and more. Ya ayyuhal muddassir, qum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fakabbir. O the Nabi who is wrapped up in a shawl, stand up and speak to the people. Stand up and speak to the people. Wa rabbaka fakabbir, and call out the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we talk about Allah, the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our iman will increase. And we'll come closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, jaddidu imanakum biqawli la ilaha illallah. Refresh your iman. Renew your iman with this saying of la ilaha illallah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing everything. Allah is controlling everything. All ibadat is only for Allah. All praises are only for Allah. At the same time, my dear brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His kindness and mercy, chose the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to continue the work and mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of period was the period of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who conveyed the message to the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu. And after that, the Tabi'een, those who followed the Sahaba, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Sahaba his witness on the last Hajj, Hajjatul Wida, that have conveyed the message. All the Sahaba said in one voice, verily, Ya Rasulullah, you have conveyed the message. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Allah his witness, Allahumma ashhad, O Allah, you bear witness to the fact that I've conveyed the message. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, Ala falyuballighu shahid minkumul ghaib, that those of you who are present, take on to the message to those who are absent. So we see that the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum went far and wide. And many places they went, they did not even know the language of those people, but said, Kunu mislana, become like us. The akhlaq and character called the people towards Allah, the dealings with the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them shining stars. So therefore we should realize our position, that Allah has chosen us in the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even the words spoken to call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very much beloved to Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The best words Allah likes is those words to call towards Allah. Person does good amal and he says, I'm together with the Musalman. I'm together with the Muslims. These are the best words that Allah Ta'ala likes, my dear brothers. And the more you speak about Allah, the greatness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, our iman will increase and you will feel the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ana ma'ahu iza zakarani. I am together with my servant when he remembers me. I am together with my servant when he remembers me. It is the quality of the people of iman. Wa iza zukira Allah. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah is remembered, the name of Allah is taken, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts begin to shiver and tremble in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the verses of Quran are read to them, their iman increase. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, a mu'min, he loves to speak about Allah. He loves to remember Allah more and more. And this duty given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of calling people towards Allah ta'ala is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, my dear brothers. This is why we are told to come out in the path of Allah, to talk about akhirat, to talk about jannat more and more, so that we may desire the akhirat more. بَلْ تُؤْسِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. Are you desiring this worldly life more, whereas akhirat is much better and much everlasting? Akhirat is much better and much everlasting. The real life. مَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِيبٌ. This worldly life is play and amusement. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And the life of the akhirat is a real life. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, if the people would only know the reality. Today we find many people are busy in various occupations of the world. The doctor is busy in the hospital. The teacher is busy in the school. So they may ask, what is the meaning of إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَهُوَ لَعِبٌ. This world life is play and amusement. Because in these worldly actions, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not intended to gain the pleasure of Allah, then these jobs also, my dear brothers, it only becomes a means whereby I may earn so much money and have so much of amusement. The entertainment center goes bigger in the homes and few hours go in that. Weekend comes, it's again play and amusement, and end of year comes, it is so much of holiday, fun and frolic. Whereas in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says clearly that we have not created man and jinn but for our ibadat. We have not created man and jinnat but for our ibadat, for the obedience of Allah, for the worship of Allah, for the recognition of Allah. So alhamdulillah, my respected elders and dear brothers, when we realize this responsibility that I am the servant of Allah and it is my duty to learn deen, practice deen and convey it to others, when you realize this responsibility, then you will find, my dear brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these a'mal will make our worldly needs easy for us also. Allah will make our worldly needs easy for us. As we always hear, that if the five times salat, if it is performed properly, to please Allah, the taharat is done well, the salat is read well, the postures are done correctly, the qiraat, the surahs are read properly, and also concentration and devotion, doing ruku with itminan, hatta itmanna rakiyan, hatta itmanna sajidan. You have ease in your ruku, is in your sajda, and that salat is performed properly, that salat will go up in a beautiful way and say, may Allah protect you as you have protected me. The salat will protect you, become a means of dua for you, that may Allah protect you as you have protected me. And if the salat is not performed properly, we come late, person doesn't do wuzu properly, he doesn't read his qiraat properly, ruku and sajda may be done with haste, then that salat goes up in an ugly form and thrown back like a dirty rag on that person. And that salat says, Dayya'aka Allah kama dayya'atani. May Allah destroy you as you have destroyed me. Therefore, my respected elders and dear brothers, we should realize that as a servant of Allah, I owe it to Allah to make Allah's ibadat. And to make Allah's ibadat in the best way. And as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have to follow the practices and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the same time, call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we are told in the Quran Majid, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Tell the people that this is my path. I call people towards Allah with basirat, with conviction. I call towards Allah with basirat, with conviction, with knowledge. Ana waman ittaba'ani. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Ana, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told to tell the people that I also call people to Allah, and whoever follows Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is his duty to call towards Allah. Talk about Allah. Remind others about the greatness of Allah. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers. Many of us are in these areas where we find that mashallah, in the masjid we have 100 people, 150 people, 200 people. In this masjid, Masjid al-Hilal, Isha time, it may be more than 300 people also. But at the same time, we will have to have concern that in so many areas, 70%, 80% are not performing their 5 times salat also. 70%, 80% are not performing their 5 times salat. Right around Marisburg, you'll get about 20 areas. Around Stanger, Vellum, Tongat areas, you get about 20 areas like this, where 20%, 25% are making salat, 70% not making salat. Phoenix and New Orleans, you make another 25 areas like that. Chatsworth and Mirbank, another 20 areas. And the Spingo and surrounding areas, another 10, 12 areas. So from Marisburg till Spingo, more than 100 areas, where 70%, 75% are not reading 5 times daily salat, my dear brothers. And what is the loss? Man fatathu salatun faka'annama utira ahluhu wa maluhu. One person missing salat is like he has lost all his family and property. One person missing salat, it is like he has lost all his family and property. This is what Allah Ta'ala says in the 17th sipara of the Quran. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. Amongst the people are those who worship Allah on the boundaries. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرًا اِطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. When there is good conditions, he is at ease. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتُ فِتْنَةً, some trial comes, some difficulty comes, انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ, he turns away. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, he is losing out in dunya and akhirat. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ, and that is a great loss. But how did he land on the boundary? How did he land on the boundary? Boundary of Islam. This is because of Tarke faraiz, when a person misses his faraiz, his obligatory acts, he is lying on the boundary of Islam, my dear brothers. Because the hadith clearly tells us that the partition between Islam and kufr is salat. The partition between Islam and kufr is salat. Man taraka salata mutaammidan faqad kafar. The person who leaves off salat intentionally is going towards kufr and disbelief and is landing on the boundary of Islam. And sometime when the wind blows, he can fall outside also. He comes into difficulties and he says, the Muslims are not helping me, Allah doesn't want to help me, no need for me to pray. Nauzubillah, may Allah protect us. He says such kufr statements, my dear brothers. When will that pain come in our hearts? When will that pain come in our hearts that the person is reading the kalima but he is sitting on the fence and on the boundary of Islam? He is sitting on the boundary of Islam. And to go to such people and to meet them, to call them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala loves it very much. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. Have mercy on the people of the earth, Allah will have mercy for you. Have mercy for the people of the earth, Allah will have raham for you. Allah will take you under His special mercy. You give somebody some groceries, you make him some financial help, few hundred rand, you can help him. As-sadaqatu tudfi'u ghadab ar-rabb. Sadaqah will take away the anger of Allah. Sadaqah increases barakat in your wealth. But that is a small form of raham. And the greater form of raham is that to call Allah's bandas towards Allah. Call him towards Allah. Today you find many people coming for some assistance. They want some cash. But if you make him sit down and just encourage him to perform his 5 times salat properly, encourage him to take care of your taharat, your cleanliness, and learn to perform the salat properly, which is a sign of the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you may give him after that the grocery also. But ask him to spend that 1 hour to learn. And then ask him again after 2 days to please come again. 9 out of 10 will not come. 9 out of 10 will not come. Why? Because Shaitan puts it in his heart that you going around, you may get more, but you're just sitting here and learning. You're just sitting here and learning. What you will get? My dear brothers, it is something to shed tears of blood that a man can go to work 6 o'clock in the morning, catch the bus and go to his work at 7 in the morning, 7:30 he starts, finish 4:30, 5 o'clock, come home again 6 o'clock, almost 12 hours. And he gets tired and has his food and meals and some entertainment on the shaitan box. But he has missed his salat in between. He has this yaqeen that my job is taking care of me. Salat is something else. Ibadat of Allah is something else. Whereas Allah is saying that we have created you for the ibadat of Allah. In following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In calling people towards Allah, you will gain the closeness of Allah. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. Verily for you in the day is a great swimming. in brackets amongst the people. Verily, for you in the day is a great swimming to go to the people and call them toward Allah, to remind them about Allah. And Allah has given us this beautiful effort of the masjid. We bring people to the masjid, go and meet them, have some talim in the masjid. We encourage every day, 20 minutes, half an hour, have some talim, have some 6 number muzakara, learning and teaching. Teach a person taharat, teach him some surahs. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers, what you will get? What you will get? You will gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala told Dawud alayhi salam that, O Dawud, bring my servants closer to me, you will become my beloved. Once, when Jamaat returned, they had completed their 4 months in the time of Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And some other Jamaat was coming out for 10 days, 20 days. They did not have enough Zimmedar brother to look after their Jamaat. So those who had returned from 4 months, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali made some tashkeer of some brothers. Then please join them for a few days, 10 days, 20 days, teach them. So with targheeb, with encouragement, alhamdulillah, some of them joined. So somebody asked Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, these people, they finished their 4 months. And again you give them targheeb. Again you ask them to spend some extra time. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told that this is the means whereby they will become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this extra qurbani, they will come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And jo kareeb hai, unki dua'e suni jati hai. And those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to their du'as also. The du'as are getting accepted. My respected elders and dear brothers, this great effort of Dawat ilallah, of calling towards Allah, bahut uncha kaam hai. Naji Mehrab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one of the elders with Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, came to South Africa with Maulana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Ali for a few times. He used to say, bahut uncha amal hai. Logo ko jaakar milo, go out in gasht and meet the people. He used to say, pehle zamane mein log gashton mein jaate the, yakeen ke saath duaen mangte the ki Allah hamari duaen qabool karenge. They would come out in the gasht, in the jawla, ziyaratul muslimin, and they would make dua with yakeen that Allah will accept our duas. Allah will accept our duas, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. How can we take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We're coming closer and closer to Allah and taking from the treasures of Allah which are unlimited. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Everything Allah Ta'ala has, treasures of it. Everything Allah Ta'ala has, treasures of it. And Allah Ta'ala sends it down according to His fixed planning. Unfortunately, my dear brothers, this world beautifies itself in front of us that how am I get a car like this? How am I get a, what do you call, high job like this? How am I get a good degree? High position? Halakke, Allah Ta'ala's announcement in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah inna allaha ma'as-sabirin. O you believe, seek Allah's help. Seek Allah's help through sabr and salat. Allah is together with those who are patient and steadfast. And sabr is not only patience on difficulty, but is also steadfastness on the orders of Allah. Sabr is also to stay away from guna. Habsun nafsi ala ta'a, habsun nafsi ala al-ma'asi. To stay away from the guna is sabr. And to stay on the obedience of Allah is also sabr. And making the effort of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our effort and giving sacrifice of time is also sabr. And the announcement will be made, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma ukbaddar. Salamati be for you. You may suffer in this dunya. Fa ni'ma ukbaddar. How nice is the house of the akhirat. How nice is the house of the akhirat, my dear brothers. Imagine the young sahabi, Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. MashaAllah, this gathering I can see mostly youngsters here. Look at the young sahabi who had the best perfume in Makkah, the best suit to wear. If he passed by, they would know that this is their perfume used by Mus'ab ibn Umair. Nobody else can afford such perfume. But when he accepted Islam, his mother took everything away and banished him from the house with very little, just to cover his body. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him in this state, that patches on his clothes, on his sheet, and seeing that what he had left, tears of joy, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought him close by and made him his delegate and ambassador to be sent 1 year before the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go to Medina and prepare the field and call people towards Allah. To call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the youngsters, my dear brothers. And alhamdulillah, many sahaba accepted Islam at his hands in Madinah Park, and they were ready to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find that in the battle of Uhud, Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu gave the big sacrifice, and he became shaheed in the battle of Uhud. And he's buried there with the Shuhada'i Uhud. He's buried there with the Shuhada'i Uhud. And every day, thousands of people come there to make dua for them. Every day, thousands come there in the part of the Ziyarat-e-Madina. Now they go to Masjid-e-Quba. They go to Masjid-e-Qiblatain. And they go to Shuhada'i Uhud. And these were the Sahaba who gave their lives for the upliftment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers. Allah Rabbul Izzat used them for deen to be established. And alhamdulillah, from Medina, Allah ta'ala spread the deen far and wide. So therefore, my respected elders and dear brothers, we should make intentions that I am the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have to build my iman that Allah is doing everything. All creation cannot do without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I have less means or whether I have more means, it is all coming from Allah. I will acquire halal means, but at no cost. I will break any order of Allah. At no cost, I will break any order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, my respected elders and dear brothers, this is a great effort of deen Allah has given us. Imagine, on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be giving the sweet water of Jame Kosar to his ummatis. And a special jug giving given to those who made an effort for Allah's deen, to go and serve the Jame Kosar to others also. Because you made sabr in this dunya, you sacrifice in the dunya for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, look at those jamaats that are moving in the world for four months, 5 months. Pakistan, many jamaats moving for one year in the path of Allah ta'ala, crisscrossing province to province, going in the desert areas, going in the farm areas, going in the rural areas, and calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah will give them, my dear brothers? What Allah will give them? Allah has created us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and given us honor. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Izzat and honor is for Allah and His Rasul and the true believers. Izzat and honor is for Allah and His Rasul and the true believers, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. And striving in the path of Allah, moving from place to place, place to place, masjid to masjid, encouraging people to come out in the path of Allah. Moving, not only moving, but also moving with ilm and zikr. Moving with ilm and zikr, with knowledge, learning and teaching, learning the rules and regulations of deen, correcting our muasharat, our social life, our dealing with the people, muamalat, and improving our akhlaq, and improving the standard of ibadat, you will find the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah na kale ko dekhe, na gore ko dekhe, jo Allah se dil lagaye, wahi Allah ke pyare hote. Allah doesn't see how dark you are, how fair you are. You're from Malawi, you're from Nigeria, you're from this place, that place. Allah doesn't look at that, my dear brothers. How much you attach yourself with Allah, calling people towards Allah, bringing people towards the masjid, making them for sitting for zikr. One is, I'm worried about my own zikr, and my own tilawat-e-Quran, and making my salat in the masjid. But what about those people around me? To go to them kindly, sweetly, politely, and call them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make his ikram, bring him to the masjid. What Allah will give us, my dear brothers, what Allah will give us. Imagine that new brother came, you taught him the taharat, how to use the toilet, to cleanse himself well. You taught him the wudu, you taught him one surah, you wrote it for him in English. Kul wallahu ahad, K-U-L, kul, H-U-W-A-L, huwallahu ahad. And you made him to learn that surah. As long as that he will read the surah properly, as long as he will do the taharat properly, as long as he learns his salat properly, it will also come into your account, my dear brothers. And the time will come, my dear brothers, the time will come, then when to leave this world to meet Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send this malaika rahmat to welcome you. Salamun alaykum tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin. Salamati be for you. You have done well in this world. Come, enter my pious servants. Enter into Jannat forever and ever. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainnah, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Oh my dear servants that have purified themselves, they made tazkiyah of themselves, they removed the malice from their hearts, and they removed the love of dunya from their hearts, and they became nafse mutmainna, that soul which is at ease with Allah, not turning towards the disobedience of Allah. Come towards Allah. Come, irji'i ila rabbik radiyatan mardiyya. Allah is happy with you. You are happy with Allah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Enter my special servants. Enter my special jannat, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. These are the qualities we have to learn in the path of Allah, my dear brothers. MashaAllah, many brothers are out for chilla. Some are making intentions for 4 months to bring these qualities in our life. Ilm and zikr, learning and teaching, bringing our lives on Sharia, bringing our business correct, our jobs correct, our dealings with the people correct. Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they learned the deen, my dear brothers. They stayed in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they learned the deen also, and they went and conveyed to others. Allahu Akbar. Maaz bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, great sahabi, an alim. Yet we find that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him and said, "Inni uhibbuka ya Muaz." Verily, O Muaz, I love you. He told him that if it is possible for you after every salah, do not forget to read this dua. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. And yet we find that Muaz radiallahu anhu is making the khidmat of the people, serving the people in Masjid al-Nabawi. He used to borrow some money for some people also to help the sahaba in the masjid. There came a time when there were some debts on him and people came for their money. He did not have the money to pay them. They went and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam interceded on his behalf. If they can drop off the debts. He said, no. When he needed it, we gave it to him. Today we need it, he must give it to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made him to sell all his property that he had. Made him to sell all the property, whatever he had. Made him sell all that. And he paid off his debts. And yet we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends him off to Yemen to go and teach the people deen. After paying the people, he made his muamalat, his dealings with the people correct. He was sent to Yemen. And Rasulullah told him that, O Muaz, it is possible that when you will come back, you will pass my masjid and my qabr. How much did Muaz feel? How much did he cry profusely? And yet we find that Rasulullah goes out of Medina, sending him off to Yemen. These were the sahabi who gave everything for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, today we are asked to give daily time, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Everybody say, I'm busy, I'm busy. Malik al-Maut says, I'm also very busy. Malik al-Maut says, I'm also very, very busy. And suddenly we hear a person, thousands are gone from this world. May Allah make it easy for the people of Palestine, Gaza. Allah bring about good conditions. Effort of deen is carrying on. Allah Ta'ala accept their halqa of Quran that they are carrying on. Allah Rabbul Izzat, my dear brothers, has given us this short life. It's very, very short life, my dear brothers. And you can see, this is now the January started and now the December is here and 2 months time will be Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Time is going fast. Let us increase our qurbani. Let us increase our qurbani and let us move in the path of Allah so that we are training the people at home also that I am a visitor in the house. I have to move in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Dunya se nikalne se pehle nikalna seekho. Dunya ko chhodne se pehle chhodna seekho. Before you leave this world, learn how to leave this world so that, my dear brothers, we are happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man habba lika Allah, habba Allahu likahu. The one who loves to meet Allah, Allah also loves to meet him. When will he love to meet Allah, my dear brothers? When will he love to meet Allah? When he is close, bonding with Allah, he is taking care of his tasbihats, he is taking care of his tilawat al-Quran, he is taking care of ikram-e-Muslim, honoring the Muslims. He's taking care of his tongue, not speaking anything wrong, not harming anybody, keeping this good ta'alluq for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, serving one another and doing all amal with ikhlas and sincerity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he will be leaving this world happily to meet Allah, my dear brothers. And Allah also loves to meet him. That is why the poet says, kya kisi ka janaza uthaya nahi, kya hame bhi usi simt jana nahi. Haven't you carried the janaza of somebody? Don't we have to go in the same direction? Haven't you carried the janaza of somebody? And after laying the person in the qabr, he is telling you from his heart, with the zabane hal, with the tongue of his heart condition, shukriya tumara. ایک قبر تک پہنچانے والو اب یہاں سے میری منزل اکیلی ہے شکریہ تمہارا ایک قبر تک پہنچانے والو اب یہاں سے میری منزل اکیلی ہے Thanks to you my friends, my family, you have brought me to this قبر. From here my journey is all alone with iman and amal. From here my journey is all alone with iman and amal. Remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his daughter, when she was making hijrat, they attacked the camel. She fell, she had a miscarriage, she was expecting a baby, she had a miscarriage. She was wounded. And after some time, she was sent back on hijrah to Madinah Pak. And she remained ill in that wound. And after some time, when she passed away, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worried that my daughter gave so much sacrifice for the deen of Allah. What is going to happen to her in the qabr? Imagine Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is worried about the daughter of his. And after burying Bibi Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes out, his face is brightened. Allah inspires Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that she has been forgiven. Imagine worried about his own daughter, then what's going to happen to her? Something to the close effect, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling Bibi Fatima, "Oh my dear Fatima, do something for yourself. Do something for yourself and change your attention towards Allah." When she came for some help, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, "If you wish, I can give you 5 goats. If you wish, I will teach you 5 kalimats. In those 5 kalimats, wa ya awal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya zal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakeen, wa ya arham al-rahimeen." And take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She came back and tells her husband, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "I went for the dunya and I came back with the akhirat. I brought these kalimats which will bring us closer to Allah, and we can draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." That is why Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw with his own hands and his own eyes, he saw with his hands that the bilk which he was serving to everybody sufficed everybody. And finally, when that milk was left, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Huraira, was very hungry at that time to drink. He drank more. He couldn't take anything more. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam finally took that bowl and cleared that milk. And they saw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet we find that Abu Huraira used to lie in the masjid out of hunger. Out of hunger, body shaking. People thought he had epilepsy. It was nothing but hunger. They gave those sacrifices. They were elevated by Allah Ta'ala and they became the close companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Radiallahu anhum, Allah announced. Allah was pleased with them. They were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, my dear brothers, in short, let us value our time. Let us value our time. Allah, because so many people we saw that they were close to us here in Masjid-e-Hilal. Till the last, they were striving for Allah's deen. And when our brother passed away that night, that Mashura night, Allahu Akbar, next morning, about 600 people came for his janazah. 600 people came for his janazah, my dear brothers. The Jamaat in the path of Allah, the Pakistan Jamaat, the Mahram Mastura Jamaat, he prepared breakfast for them with his own hands at his house. They came all the way from Escort, 1 o'clock in the night, to be at his house at 3 a.m. before Fajr, and to carry his janazah and to take him to the Qabristan. 600 people here in his janazah, my dear brothers. Allah se lene wale the. Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us this life, my dear brothers. Kya kisi ka janazah uthaya nahi? Kya hame bhi usi simte jana nahi? Don't you carry the janazah of somebody? Don't you have to go in the same direction? What is going to be my position? This is an effort, my dear brothers, to link ourselves with Allah, to prepare to meet Allah, to be happy to meet Allah, going from person to person, calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the best words Allah likes. Have I? So mashallah, those jamaats that are sitting here also, increase your time, complete your full 4 months, complete your 40 days properly with amal, 40 days of ta'lim, 40 days of gash, 40 days of tahajjud namaz. Sleep early, wake up early, and take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah's deen must come alive in the world. Hamara kya taqaza hai bhai? Allah's deen must come alive in the world. And if Allah uses us for his deen, it will be our great fortune.
If Allah uses us for His deen, it will be our great fortune. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. So inshallah, when the tashkil is taking place, inshallah, give your niyat, inshallah, that I am ready for 4 months, for 40 days, properly to do the work of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to drink the Mubarak Jam-e Kausar from the hands of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give your name for 4 months, inshallah Ta'ala.
So my dear brothers, mashallah, who's ready for 4 months in the path of Allah? Here's one brother here, mashallah. Don't sit down till your name has been taken. Say your name and masjid, even if you have come in Jamaat for a few days, 40 days, but you're making niyat for 4 months, that name will go down in paper, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that name manifest into a reality. Say inshallah. Continue to give their names. Many young brothers, mashallah.
Carry on giving your name, my dear brothers. Allah will accept us.
This 4 months, dear young brothers and friends and elders, is an opportunity for a person to spend 340 days. What benefit comes in 140 days? Imagine 340 days. How much of change will come? Give your name, inshallah. MashaAllah, many of these brothers are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the talk of iman and yaqeen is given, as Hazrat Maulana spoke from his heart, so many years of qurbani, so something comes in the heart of a person. And during the talk, somewhere along the line, whatever incident, whatever ayat, whatever hadith, whatever explanation was given, a feeling comes that I also must give myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, that feeling that comes is not a feeling that I have put in my heart. It's not a feeling that just comes like that. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is opening up the mind to think in a certain direction, for which at that point it understands that my health, wealth and time is not mine. कि ये जान माल वक्त दिल और दिमाग मेरा नहीं है बल्कि अल्लाह जल्ल जलालू का है. Now that thought that comes in the mind, that is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, my dear friends, you'll notice something. Now it is 8:15, right? Around 8:30, that thought may not remain in the mind, because that thought is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has to be appreciated at that moment. I'm not saying it won't come again in life. It will come again. But an understanding for that moment, where everything what was blurred before comes out, during tashkil it opens up for a person. Now the Sahaba Ridwanul Ta'ala Alim Ajma'in, my dear friends, when they saw something, now they looked at it in a different way. Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. Man is getting shaheed, he's leaving this world. What he must be seeing, and he's saying, I'm successful. Look at how he is viewing things. A man is leaving this world. غَدَنْ نَلْكَ لَحِبَّ مُحَمَّدًا وَحِزْبًا. How come these things opened up in front of them? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that opportunity, then they plunged themselves inside without looking right, left, front or back. They only focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in a very simple way, my dear brothers, we can never meet up to their qurbani. But ungli kaat ke shaheedon mein naam likh lete. A person cannot give that blood like them. But sometimes a small little cut is also a blood. So they stood up and gave life. They stood up and didn't look back, and whether they're coming back to Nabi alayhi salam, whether they're coming to Madina Tayyiba, what's going to be the outcome, they don't know. We're not asking for that. But here, that feeling that I must sacrifice my health, wealth and time is a small fraction of that opportunity that I can also stand up on the trust that I have to place on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who's ready, my dear friend, inshallah? 4 months IPB, 4 months to our elders' company, 4 months pedal also, 4 months foreign country, each one can fit into it. The object of going to our elders, my dear friends, if you look at it, some of our elders, they are so old. And a person will say that I cannot even understand what he's speaking. Haji Abdul Wahab sahab, Nawar Allah Markadahu, when you would speak, even the person that speaks Urdu can't understand what he's saying because of his speech at that age. So his khadim, Maulana Fahim sahab, will translate Urdu into Urdu. So when you ask the elders, What did you call us to arrive in for if you cannot understand, Haji Sahab? You see, one is a Zaban-e-Hal and one is a Zaban-e-Qal. Haji Sahab wasn't Zaban-e-Qal, because when he's speaking, you can't hear him. You can hear him, but you can't understand him. Haji Sahab's sacrifice was such, Nawwar Allahu Markazahu, that his action was the bayan itself. So to see people who gave their life for the effort, we are told to go to our elders. People ask this question, so we're telling you through the tashkil, why you've been asked to go. So who's ready? Bismillah. Farma, my dear brothers. We're ready to go to our elders, inshallah. Allah Kabul, Bayat, mashallah. From Peter Marisburg. Mashallah. What's your name, bhai? Junaid who? Right. You took this name down. Officer? Dear brothers, a person who gives his name for 4 months, you get two types. Some, they get ready tonight. By Sunday, somehow, they're out in the Jamaat already. But this much we have seen. This much we have seen, my dear brothers. And you have seen it also. When you make an intention, that intention is like a seed that stays in the ground. And when the rains come, that seed sprouts and you are shocked. Lettuce wasn't here, but how it came out. Dhania wasn't here, but how it grew. Because that seed was in the ground. Today you're standing up in the garden of Tashkil to give your name. It's a seed. The writers wrote it down. It's buried. The one that making tafakkur, he will ask you, but might not coming out now. But when the rains will come, what is the rains? Your tears. What is the rains? Someone's wusuli. What is the rains? Someone coming to meet us. A certain time comes about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just clicks that niyat. But start from now, my dear brother. So who just said, I came out for 10 days, I came out for 5 days, I'm spending my time. I'm talking to the brothers out in Jamaat already. Because you're already like a tea that is heated. But after hearing Hazrat Maulana's bayan of Iman and Yaqeen and Qurbani, I want to say that inshallah I'll go for 4 months. At least let it come on our tongue. What comes on the tongue, Allah Ta'ala then takes it on a reality, isn't it? So who's there? At least 10 brothers who never come with the intention of 4 months, but say, I want to spend 4 months. Bismillah. And those in the Darulum can make intention for 1 year also. You have that. Come, my brothers. MashaAllah, what's your name, bhai? Shu'ib, from where? Peter Marisburg. MashaAllah, Allah Kabul Shu'ib. There's another brother wants to give his name. That's my old friend, MashaAllah. Ibrahim, MashaAllah. Anyone else with you, MashaAllah? MashaAllah, he's always going out, MashaAllah. Bolo, bhai, bolo. Come, my dear friend. You came to Masjid Al-Hilal. You came for a good work. MashaAllah, what's your name, bhai? Umar, what a name, mashallah. Allah take work from you, like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. For the sake of deen, you sacrifice yourself. Come, my brothers, you came to Masjid Hilal for the good thing. You came for Shab Guzari. What's your name, young man? Say, tell him loudly. Where are you from, Abdullah? What did he say? Hawik. You are how strong, man? Mashallah. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Come, my dear friends, like that. I came for Shab Guzari. I came for a good thing, to hear Iman Yaqeen. Allah Kabul. Wait, what's your name? Say loudly. You got it? Which masjid, Muhammad? North Beach. Allah Kabul, mashallah. So that person that came, he came to hear the talk. But now that talk has put him in a certain direction. And they are saying to stand up. Mashura said, no, we have to have tashkil. Every week we do tashkil. All talks of deen are good. But the imtiazi shan, Allah Kabul, mashallah. The imtiazi shan of a talk that's given from the mimbar, my dear brothers, of Dawat and Tabligh, is at the end of it there's a tashkil. There is a request from the people that who wants to give themselves tan, man and dan, body, heart, mind, soul. Look, we can't give it, but if Allah takes it. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, they asked him a question. Maulana, what a work you're talking about. How are you going to do it? He said, when did Ilyas say he's going to do it? Allah is going to take work from me. But I got to present myself for the work to be taken. Where does the thing start off, my dear brothers? Where does that the start off of a person who wants to present himself for a mission of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a broken way that we got ability to do? It starts off from a tashkil. So this tashkil is being made now. And it's coming in your heart. It's coming in your heart. I'm ready, but what's the need to stand up? No, my dear brothers. I've heard from the elders, they say, you break the back of shaitan. Whatever that means, it means that inside, you're standing up, no, I will do it. When a person stands up, he's actually taking ameen of people who are looking at him. Because he's saying inshallah, and people are saying ameen. Now that seed gets stuck into the ground even more. When the rains will come, it will be sprouting even quicker. So bismillah, another 10 brothers, lot of youngsters here, mashallah. Even elders that have come, I haven't been to the elders for many, many moons, you know, as they say. But I want to go, inshallah. Come, brothers, we got right till 5:30. Muhammad Allah Kabul, mashallah. Every week he's here, but he's standing up for 4 months. Must be something in that thing, isn't it, brothers? Young man, what's your name? Oh, you standing to Allah Kabul, mashallah.
Quickly, my dear brothers, mashallah. Make your niyat for 4 months. Those who have come out for 40 days also, inshallah, very soon you'll be going for 4 months. Give your names, inshallah. Quickly, my dear brothers. MashaAllah.
So, what's
mashallah.
Your name, bhai? Which masjid, bhai? Okay, where are you from? Just tell the place. Yeah, but where is that? Like which town? Albert Street, right. So we know where to come and meet you and, you know, take your du'as, inshallah. Come like this, my dear friends. MashaAllah, Zakaria, Spingo Hills. Just spend 4 months, ready to go again. Why will a person who spent 4 months ready to go again? Why, my dear brothers? Simple youngsters. Why will a person who's enjoying something that is making his nose run, making his eyes tear, his head is getting hot, but he's taking another bite of the thing? Why? Why does he take it? There's a certain taste. Tabligh, my dear brothers, there's a certain taste in tabligh. Nobody said to sleep on the floor is easy. Nobody said mosquitoes are not easy. Nobody said the cold doesn't bite. Nobody said the heat is... All that will happen. But a runner is doing all this just to reach a medal. You are doing this, my dear brothers, to get the medal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a taste in this work, my brothers. There's a certain taste that a person gets in eating. And then there's a taste in staying hungry. There's a certain taste in sleeping. And then there's a certain taste in breaking that sleep for the Allah. There's a certain taste of staying at home. And then there's a certain taste of leaving that home. Aircon, you left it. Family, you left it. Comfortable environment, you left it. And you're trusting Allah and coming out. You don't know what's coming. Allah Ta'ala knows about all this. He's alimun bidhati sudur. He knows what is the pain inside. But for who? For the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers, bismillah. Still few minutes. 4 months. Tonight is 4 months. We're capitalizing on that. What's your name, uncle? Where you from? Mia Bank. MashaAllah. That's the way. Don't think if you're old, you can't go for 4 months. When we went for 1 year Jamaat, I'm talking now in 2003. You know, students are students. So there was one Haji Sahab there. Allah forgive us. We didn't take his name, but we found out his age. You know how old he was? 103 years old. So we kept his name, Haji 103. Whether he's now Haji 128 or something, we don't know, right? But the thing is, my dear friends, that man at 103 years old, he was sacrificing in the path of Allah. And then he showed me something. He said, you see this bedding? Baipaja gave me this bedding when he came in one of the safars. And I'm sleeping on Baipaja's bedding at 103 years old. My dear brothers, when we went upstairs in Raiwin, then we saw the Prince of Qatar is thriving in the path of Allah. And we said, look, the eldest man is here, the richest man is here. Then what about something else? Then we met another man. He said, you know, I came out for 1 year in the Jamaat. That time they should allow 1.5 year also. So he said, you know how I came out in the path of Allah? I'm a poor man, but every day I cook biryani. And every day I sell the biryani. Whatever don't get sold, we eat as a family. If we all get sold and I take a little bit profit and buy something, with that money from my biryani, I'm spending this 1 year in the path of Allah. So my dear friend, when you go in the Jamaat work, you get to see people who will open up your mind. So come, my youngsters, talk about 4 months. 40 days is good, but that is just the one part of the triathlon. You know, there's a 340 days. You just being 140 days, then you never see the swimming part of it. You never see the cycling part of it. You all are here, so we speak in your language. Come, my brothers. Need another 10 youngsters. I'll go for 4 months. Say, inshallah. Bismillah, stand up. Just now will be azan and all that. We're going to sit in halkas. Mashallah, young man, what's your name? Huh? Ridwan, which masjid, Ridwan? Hawik. Hawik is on the map here, mashallah. Huh? Hawik doesn't fall. Hawik is standing up. Subhanallah. Allah kabul, mashallah. What's your name, man? Come, brothers, more names from the Midlands. You came here, mashallah, what's your name, young man? Beautiful kurta, beautiful tashkil. Muhammad Yasin, where are you from? How weak, mashallah, Allah Kabul, how weak we going to get 4 months this day, mashallah. Young man with a white kurta? Yahya. Allah protect you, Yahya, and take work from you for the Quran and for the deen. Where are you from, bhai? How weak, mashallah. Young man, where are you from? Mashallah. What a nice imama. Allah Kabul. What's your name? Where are you from, Hamza? PMB. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Which masjid? Mountain Rise, mashallah. Allah Kabul. Surname? Yeah, your surname? Right, you got it, bhai. Brother, where are you from? You brought all these brothers. Allah Kabul, mashallah. That's a way. By Layakulana Fikroku Barhana, this is the motto of our tabligh. Bring new brothers and increase the tashkil, increase the fikr. They got a fikr. Brothers, you never know in which student program, in which tashkil, in which ijtima, in which sabguzari, a person's profile of spending the rest of his life is starting. So brothers, who's ready for 40 days, mashallah? I came for 10 days. And I'm leaving. I said I'm finishing up, but now I want to extend my time. Come, my brothers, bismillah. I want to extend my time. I want to spend 40 days this year. Bismillah, stand up. The December holidays, January is still long, my dear brothers. So many youngsters have come out and so many still are coming. So 40 days and 10 days and 20 days, I still got time. We got our jamaats coming out from our masjid. Mashallah. We took your name by Allah Kabul. We got it now. You just make zikr now. Mashallah. Come, my brothers. Allah Kabul. Who's ready from our masjid, mashallah? I'm going to take out jamaat from my masjid, inshallah. 10 days jamaat, they gave their name in the youth program, they gave their name in the sabguzari. I still got outstanding, I'm going to make fikr and bring them. This week is a very busy week in Masjid al-Hilal, we're going to bring the nakat jamaat. Bismillah, at least 20 masjid, stand up brothers. We're going to make fikr. Come Allah Kabul. Where's the ones from the central zone? There's still so much of tashkil papers. About 403 names came, my dear brothers. 15% of the majma gave their name. Those brothers are ready to go out, but they haven't come here yet. So let us go back to our masjid. So which masjid say we're going to make fikr? Stand up, mashallah. At least 10 masjids. Stand up, my dear
friends. Quickly, my dear brothers, quickly. Time is short. 10 days, 20 days from our masjid, inshallah.
Who is, mashallah? Allah Kabul. Who else? Who else?
Quickly, my dear brothers, inshallah.
Allah accept, mashallah.
Those haven't come out, inshallah. We're going back to our masjid to make work, effort, inshallah, to take out this jamaat. 10 days, 20 days, 40 days, so that these holidays can become valuable, inshallah.
Right. All those brothers that have, mashallah, Northcroft, Phoenix, Allah Kabul, all those brothers that gave their names, and those that were contemplating on giving their name, but they never reached a point, inshallah, come to this side of the masjid. Your tafakkur and some encouragement will be given for a few minutes. The balance of the brothers, you sit in your halkas, inshallah. Just revise what Maulana spoke about and also the fikr onwards. And remember, this is a period, my dear friends. Lot of jamaats will come. But don't look at it, hey, another one came. Look at it this way. This is the fruits of effort that Allah sent a double crop. Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, come on to one side. The satis will meet us, inshallah. Zaid Kaji. By Zaid Kaji, Mashura requests that you sit with the Sati. Stand up, my dear. Those get given for 4 months, 40 days. Those that are out in the Jamaat, you need coordination. You need all come. Give your name. We'll sit with Zaid Bhai, Ismail Bhai, all over there, inshallah. And keep the adab of the masjid, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Taqabbal Allah, taqabbal Allah. Jazakumullah.